Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Monday edition of the Texas Tulsa High School Sports Show with your host, Don Spencer. I'm on the road coming from a game, just got finished refereeing, and Big L should be calling in a minute. Anyways, we got a nice little lineup of guests from last week. We had technical difficulty, and hopefully we get everything straightened out today. I got my sexy friend over there trying to work the keyboard for me while I'm on the road trying to get to the house so I can get things started. But I got, like I said, a host of guests from last week that we're going to have on this week, and it should be a pretty good show. A lot of things happening today. The last week in sports, LSU took a drumming from Alabama, getting blanked out in their own home field in Death Valley, or Silent Valley as far as I'm concerned. The offense was inept, and Alabama just truly showed that they're in all three phases of the game. They are just phenomenal. Defense, offense, and special teams. All I can say is that's a team to be reckoned with, and I can't say the only team that could beat Alabama is Alabama itself right now. Michigan's coming on strong, but again, they have not played anybody that I can give them the nod to say, hey, they're the top four team in the country. Yes, they played Notre Dame. Yes, it was the beginning of the season. But again, to me, Notre Dame has really played a tough schedule compared to Clemson. Clemson's a legitimate second team in the polls. I like their work. They went through controversy with a switch on the quarterbacks and able to overcome change in leadership and some off the field, on the field type dramatics. And they're playing good ball right now. Defense is a stout for them. The front four is tenacious, and their freshman quarterback is outstanding. He has all the tools. I can see why Sweeney made the switch. Didn't initially agree with it, but hey, sometimes you know better what's going on in practice than the folks on the outside. Not like I can say for Michigan State. Lombardi should get the start. Whiskey, Mosky, hey, this kid cannot get that offense going. He's late with delivering the balls. Yes, he does not have all his wide receiver help. Lombardi didn't have all his wide receivers and put up 300 yards of offense, passing offense against Purdue. And that young man should definitely get the start going forward and let the first string quarterback be the backup quarterback. It's time for a change. I think D'Antonio is a little he's too long to it for his own good at times. And sometimes the best players have to play. And let those kids step up. Next man up. That's Lombardi. We're going to take a little break. Hopefully get a little break music in there. And we'll come back with our first guest. This is Don Spencer with Texas Tulsa High School Sports. And Texas Tulsa Sports Show. All right, and I'm back. This is Spencer with Texas Tulsa High School Sports, and waiting for Mr. Robinson to call in. I guess we're having some little difficulties with the board. I'm still about 10 minutes out from getting to the board myself to see what's going on, but we're going to make it do what it do. And hopefully these guests will be calling in so we can continue the show. Just heard that coach in Kansas, head football coach, got canned today. They got to pay him out of $3 million on his contract. So all the 2019 recruits that he's got commitments from are going to be in limbo because there's no telling who they might bring in as a new head coach. I know some local stars will have interest in the hiring because they're waiting to see how that affects their commitment or their offer from the particular school. Kansas, playing, he's won three games this year, three more than the predecessor won in 3 years. Their program, I don't know what needs to be done to bring it back to life. We just have to figure out, you know, they got to recruit and get in with some JUCOs and a combination of underclassmen to build up some numbers, some talent in that Kansas program. Yes, it's a basketball school, but you know you got a lot of JUCOs in the state of Kansas, and there's no reason why you can't pluck from them JUCO schools and make some good players, the impact players that can come in and help turn that program around instantly. There's some big games coming up this week here in Texas. This is the last week of high school regular district play, so we should be rolling over into playoffs after this week, this weekend, and that should be some more exciting football because right now we're just getting, see, some of these districts are kind of weak and not really, as I call it, making some tough competition for the top tier teams. North Shore is doing his thing, he's undefeated, he's putting up 50 plus points on his opponent. He hasn't been challenged since the first game of the season with Katie. You have Jersey Village that's lost one game this season. It's been a big surprise in their district, and they're also non-conference play. They're going to be a tough team to contend with, and they're young, and they got a lot of talent coming back for the next 2 years. Duquesne is again another team with athletes just all around in different positions. Young athletes, they're making plays, competitive team. They got two losses on the season, but they're gritty kids. They come back, they fight. They got a good game this coming week, crosstown rival, so that should be interesting. Then you look over at Woodlands, they lost to Klein Collins. They're a tough team, but Klein Collins, you know, they're going to be reckoned with. I don't know how far they can go, but they're going to definitely push into the semifinals. And there's a host of teams around the area that's really putting out some great work. And hopefully we're going to have some great playoffs. If you don't have the opportunity to get to the games, you can always download the app at Texas Live on the web. It takes just $9 a month, and you can watch a lot of the Texas high school football in the Houston area live streaming. You get up to about 8 games per night that you can bounce around to, and that's a very affordable but yet well worth the $9 to watch good quality high school football. I recommend it. I have it. A lot of times I just can't get to the games, but I can always sit in front of the laptop and punch up a couple of games and go back and forth. One team's doing good, and you can get 2 or 3 good games. So Texas Live, they not only carry football, but they also carry volleyball. All the sports in the Houston area, they do a great job of covering them and available to, give you some good looks at our phenomenal athletes in the Houston area. Hey, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have some guests on, and I'm about 5 minutes out from the crib, five minutes, and I can find out what's going on in my studio. This is Texas Toast High School Sports and your host, Don Spencer. Give me some break music. Give me that long version over there. Some old school rap. And I'm out.
Sanders.
All right, I'm back on the air. And who's there on the line at 937-603-69?
Hello.
Who is it? Yeah.
Marquise.
What's going on, Marquise?
What's up?
Well, hey, man, welcome to the Texas Health High School Sports Show. I'm sorry for having you hold so long. Let me give you a proper introduction.
Okay.
All right, my brother, good to have you on the show. Did I wake you up?
No, sir.
Okay, okay. Well, hey, you over there at Shallow Creek, 2019.
Yes, sir.
You guys, you're putting on some, I looked at your highlights, man. Your highlight films are outstanding.
Thank you.
I know last night or last week you was had a phone in-home call from your from Army, and how did that go for you?
It went great. He was just telling me good luck on the next game.
Okay, good deal, good deal. All right, I got Landon Robinson on the phone. Landon Robinson on the phone from Manville. I take it you know this young man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Him. Yeah, I know. Hey, what's up?
Oh, yeah. How do y'all know each other?
We know each other. I know mostly everybody from a lot of schools, as you know, and also from especially from Shadow Creek. So I know a lot of people, and I'm real cool with them. You know, so that's basically how we know each other. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you got some questions for your buddy there,
sir.
You got some questions for him from Mr. Marcus?
Yes, sir, I got some questions. So, yeah, bro, like, so I know that the season started off very good. It started off very well for y'all, so, and then also just how y'all been going on y'all 9-0 right now, a very strong start, and how is this momentum going to help y'all going into the playoffs?
This wasn't expected, so I feel like being 9-0, We gotta stay undefeated. It's gonna motivate us, maybe, to keep pushing throughout the season.
Yeah, I understand that, and about like the unexpected part, because I get what you're saying by that, because a lot of people saying because this is y'all first time, you know, in actual playing teams on varsity and stuff like that. People didn't expect y'all to think that y'all doing so, like. Through all this adversity, have y'all been facing? Like, what's some of the main things that brought y'all close together so y'all could do the journey that y'all on right now?
Summer workouts. I just say summer workouts.
Yeah.
We came together as a team.
Oh, yeah.
We made sure we had everything together before the season.
Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. That's like some of the most important things you got to have, too. So what do you feel like your role on the team is? What do you feel like how you contribute to the team?
I feel like I'm very important to the team. When we need a first down, I'm going to get
it. You need first down, you'll get it. So what's like, I know, so how you feel about your offensive line, man?
I feel like my offensive line is great.
Really?
Yeah. We've been working on
so how do they contribute to your success on the field?
O-line is a big part of what I do. They give me all my yards.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I understand that. So, man, the last game that y'all played against Hightower High School, I came to that game. And that game was amazing. Y'all had amazing plays. You had a great touchdown in the red zone, and y'all was just getting crunked that game. And I saw how big contention was for y'all, because I know that in the summertime, you know, y'all had a little rivalry going on with Hightower High School. So throughout all of that rivalries and all that talk going back and forth, how did that just, like, contribute into this game?
I feel like that made us want to play hard.
I like that. I like that. I like that. Because, yeah, that gives y'all, like, more enemies for the fire. You know, fuel to the fire that can keep y'all going. Yeah, I feel that. So, yeah. And I heard about, I heard about what Angleton was posting on Twitter and stuff like that when y'all played them before the game. And then y'all came, y'all just smacked them. I saw that.
So I saw that,
you know, that how that contributes to, like, y'all just push y'all, because y'all know, like, you know, and your team, like, y'all still, like, even though some people are still doubting y'all, y'all still have stuff to prove, you know, as you're going through the season. So I know that's one of your main goals as a team and for you too as well, right? So, like, where is this? I've been hearing this new phrase around, like, so what's, like, this scoot-up phrase that y'all been doing lately, man? I don't even know what half of this stuff even means.
It came from Houston rapper Kelly Lou.
You know, from a rapper?
His music. Yeah, we listen to his music in the locker room a lot. So we just started using it. All right.
Well, hey, let me jump in here right quick. Because we're running kind of behind, and I hate to cut you off. You guys are going to make the playoffs, and you got your last game of the season. What you got for the last game of the season there, Marquise?
What'd you say?
Who y'all playing? Who you playing this week?
Oh, we're playing Rosenberg, too.
Okay. All right.
We play Porter in the open for the playoffs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Porter, okay. That should be an easy win for you. Porter play. No, I'm not impressed with Porter compared to the talent you guys got on your team. And, man, I wish you good luck. And, again, during the playoffs, I'm going to bring you back on and give you more time and give you more love on Texas Coast, and we can chop it up some more. And that is Marquise Hudlin from Shallow Creek, 2019 running back. Thank you for being on the Texas Coast Show. We got our next guest coming up after the break. You will be talking to Cameron Peters of Dallas High School.
I'm listening to it on the phone.
And we're back. This is Texas High School Sports Show with your guest, Guy Spencer, my co-host, Landon Robinson, Big L from Anvil High School.
Power
and
on the phone.
Oh, and on the phone, I guess. Is that Mr. Cameron? Mr. Peters. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Mr. Peters? Or Mr. Smart?
Say something, Cameron.
Hello? Yes, sir. Cameron, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Cameron, Peters, how you doing, sir?
How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I got a chance to check out your game. My co-host here is Layden Robinson over there from Manville High School. Pulled out a squeaker last week. Tell us about that game and how you guys pulled together as a team to pull out the victory.
Yes, sir. We stayed strong through adversity. We fought through it. Coaches was trusting the players. We trusted the coaches, and we came out with the win.
Okay. Now, people don't know, man. You're a quarterback. You're 6'5". I say
Uh-oh.
About 210.
No.
You're 6'5" or 6'3"? Did I overstretch it?
6'3".
Oh, you're 6'3". Okay, I gave you 2 inches. I'll take back 6'2". You're 6'2". You still look tall. Now, do you play basketball also?
Just a little bit. I'll be playing this year.
Just a little bit? What's going on with you, son?
I'm focused on football.
I thought you focused on football? Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask you this question. You guys are – or what? You got one loss this year, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you got a hell of a back by Anise Smith that I'm bringing on the show tomorrow. Let me ask you this question: How has he helped you be a better football player? Because I know he's an outstanding young man, both in the classroom and on the football field. He has multiple offers to various schools. So, what are you learning from him about going through this process?
He keeps me headstrong and my teammates because he realizes that nothing good will come from having a bad attitude about the game, and he just keeps our heads up and leads the team. So,
okay. So is this your first year playing varsity?
No, sir. I played last year.
You played last year? Okay, so you got anybody looking at you this year, or you got any offers or interest from various schools?
North Texas, LA Tech, LSU, and Texas State. But no offers.
Okay. Those are all offers?
Okay,
so let me ask you this last. That's just one question. I'm going to turn it over to Big L. So what's your GPA looking like, man? We've got test scores.
2.9. And on my SAT, I got a 970. But that was
okay.
The time taking.
All right. So you plan on taking it again in the wintertime?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Good deal. So let me ask you. So Big L, you got some questions for the tall quarterback from Dallas?
Yes, sir. I got some questions for him. You know I do. So, hey, what's up, man, Cam? How you doing, bro?
I'm all right.
Yeah, that's good. So, about the game, bro, like, I went to the game myself, and I was just watching you and your team, you know, and then y'all had me out of my seat the whole game. Like, it was ridiculous. the way the game was, y'all just had me out of my seat. I mean, I was fired up. Y'all was fired up. And I was happy to see y'all come out with the win. But, like, you know, like, that adversity that y'all faced from the beginning and how you said that y'all stayed calm and that showed on the field. So how do you feel like, and my question is to you, what do you feel like is the most important quality in a quarterback to lead the team like you led the team to victory last week?
I would say composure and leadership.
You can't. Good deal. Go on there. Talk a little bit more, Cameron. Talk a little bit more.
I say composure and leadership because without those two phases. Sir?
Who's that cheerleader in the background?
I don't think. Sir?
Who's that cheerleader in the background?
Oh, probably my dad.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Peters. You got something to say?
I would say composure and leadership because without those, because everybody looks at the quarterback when they look at a team, and without the quarterback, the team doesn't flow as it should.
Young Peters, I looked at your game. I checked you out on film. Who does your style resemble as far as a player either from college or pros? What do you think? Who do you think this game as far as quarterback?
I would say more of a Baker Mayfield. Just I have more height because I like the style on how he plays.
Okay. I was gonna say Vince Young actually to me because you have a long stride and it seems like you're moving It seems like you're moving with little or no effort, but yet you're moving. So I don't know. Baker Mayfield, like he's got to run. He's running hard. You, when you're run, you run smooth. That's just the way I see. And then your release, you got a high release when you throw the ball, because like the one play in the pickles in the first half, when you was going out of bounds or going towards the sideline, and then you threw back towards the sticks, and you threw it to the kid. I'm like, I thought you were throwing the ball out of bounds, and you actually was trying to play downfield, in which you completed the pass. So I'm like, well, damn, how'd you make that throw? So you have the tool. I hope that you keep working on your skill sets to be a better player, and continue to work on your mechanics, because you have the look. You definitely you look, young man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no problem. What's your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject would be algebra, math.
Okay. All right. Well, good deal. So my last question, then we got to move on because I got somebody else jumping on. But my last question: who keeps you grounded? What's the people around you that keeps you grounded and keep you moving in the positive direction?
My parents. Those my number one supporters. Wouldn't do this without them.
Gotcha. All right. Anybody else?
My whole family, my uncle, my aunt, my cousins, my brother, everybody in my family.
All right. Well, you know, like I always say, man, hey, one thing about when you come on Texas Toast, everybody who's been on the show, that same week go out and win. You were scheduled to be on my show last week. We had technical difficulties, and y'all pulled out a winner. I'm predicting. I haven't lost yet, so y'all gonna win this week. I'm predicting it.
That's the plan.
And we're gonna have to, huh?
That's the plan.
That's the plan. And we might have to do a playoff show to get you back on and talk about the playoffs or who you got coming up. So you know, big applause for you and coming on the show. I appreciate it. I got your teammate. I got A. Smith coming on tomorrow. So we're gonna talk some more, and I'm gonna talk to him about what he needs to do to get you to give him the ball some more, because he need to get his stats up so he can get out there and get some more offers. He got about 10 or 15 offers already. I don't know how much more offers he needs. So he hasn't committed, and hopefully he can get his top five and see where he's at, and he can give some insight about your game and what he likes about your game, because I like your team. You guys can go pretty far in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Hey, man, thank you for coming on. Again, we're going to talk in about 2 weeks and bring you back for the playoff show, and we'll talk more in depth. Hey, this is the Cameron Peterson of Dallas High School on the Texas Post High School Show, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. But thank you for coming on, son, and we'll talk to
thank
you.
Thank you
again,
for having me.
All right? Hey, man, all no right. problem. And then we'll come back with Mr. Smart of Hightower hitting on the line in 2026. Put those breaks and get at the table and just come back to Mark. I mean, with last.
Hello?
Last night. Big L, you gotta say your voice last night.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Big L.
Yeah? Yes, sir.
Is this Mark?
We got Smart coming on next. Come on, talk to Mr. Smart. We got to do a little blitz.
Okay.
I got it.
You got it?
Hello,
you got it?
You want me? You want me to introduce him when we get from break?
Yeah, you got it.
All right, I'm gonna introduce him.
All right, we're back. Big L, your show, man.
Hey, how y'all doing? I got a 2020 officer lineman from Hightower High School. My brother,
yeah,
Marcus Buzo, Texas A&M commit.
Yeah.
What's up, Mark? Tell him what's up, man.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just chilling.
You good, bro? You good?
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro. So tell me, man, this season, it didn't start out how y'all wanted to start out, but I see y'all kind of coming together. So tell me about – just tell me about it, dog. Tell me about it.
You know, this season has been real tough. We went through a lot of adversity. You know, a lot of coaching differences and coaching changes. A lot of players falling off, a lot of players getting injured, including myself. I missed a total of 4 games. So, you know, I just got back on the field, you know, and now I'm playing guard and tackle. So, you know, I've been moving around this year, helpful to my team how I can. So, yo.
Hold on, Big L. I just heard something. So you're playing guard and tackle, right?
Yes, sir.
How big are you?
Yes, sir.
How big are you, smart?
I am 6'4.5", 330 pounds.
6'4.5", 330 pounds playing guard and tackle. And you committed to Texas A&M.
Yes, sir.
Why you commit so early? I'm just asking.
All right, man. For the moment I stepped in to the facility, the buildings, it felt like home, man. It just felt right. I had to, you know. And I've been really happy with my decision ever since then. My parents just supported me, so I feel like I made the right move.
So Big L came down to your house and said, "Dog, come follow me to Texas A&M because you can play behind me for the next 4 years."
Repeat that.
I said, Big L, Landon came over to your house. Landon Robinson came to your house, said, "Dog, come to Texas A&M. That way you can play behind me for the next 4 years." That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. You know what's up.
Oh, my God.
You know what's up, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, you know,
You know what, man? At the end of the day, it's great to have two young men in different classes, both committed to go to the same school. It says a lot about
you as a character. In high school.
Well, no, my thing is, it's great that you're going to the same school. I applaud you. One, commend you that you got an offer that you can take as a junior and commit to go to Texas A&M, which is a very high academic school as well as a good football school, and you're joining another great young man and Mr. Robinson and Mr. Green up there at the Pasadena. Y'all building a true wall. That Trump wall. Y'all making a true wall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be a good wall.
A big wall.
All right, so go ahead. Big L, you can have your future teammate. Go ahead and ask him some more questions.
All right, so smart man, I know how you evolved your game over the years because I remember when you was a freshman and in middle school because, you know, we've been knowing each other for a long time. So, though, like, what's some of the things you feel like you improved on with your game, man?
Man, that I want to improve on or that?
Huh?
What was the question?
I said, how do you feel like you improved on your game in the following years up until now?
Oh, wow. Honestly.
A lot like what?
Like, my freshman, you know, like my freshman year, I was really, like, trash. To be honest with you, I was terrible. I don't know what happened. Like, I think it was a mindset thing. Like, during some of my freshman year, you know, something clicked in my mind. It's like, yo, I was like, go get it. So, my sophomore year, I just went crazy and I went dumb. So, I think it's just, like, all in the mind, you feel me? So,
yeah.
Yeah, so that mindset change, that shit
really
set me up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, I remember that because I remember one time you was telling me. Because I remember we was like, I forgot what year it was. I think it was sophomore. Hold up. I think it was the beginning
of
sophomore year. And we was doing a shot put thing or something, right? And we was walking back and to the field house. I remember. And then you was like, I was saying, like, one of my dreams is makes the NFL. You said, no, lady, it's not a dream, it's a goal. And I always remember you telling me that. And that always kept in my mind from there, and that always kept in my mind, you know, I'm going to make it because I remember you telling me it's not a dream, it's a goal. You're going to accomplish that goal. And that made me realize that your mindset is different, and, you know, and that makes you stand out.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Hey, you know them tough coaches, how they be, man.
Huh?
I said, you know how them talks to Coach E. You know how they do. Them talks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he got me like this, bro. He played a big part in all this, man. So,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know.
Up,
I already know. So you're going, like, I know these next games that you have, this game y'all play Foster, right? I know this game is very, very, very critical to how your playoff run is going to go. So how, you know what I'm saying? So how are y'all preparing for this week? Because it started today with a Monday practice. How do you feel like y'all are going into this game, and how do you feel like you'll be, like, you know, best chance of winning the game?
Yeah, well, today we started practicing off really strong. We had one of the best practices we ever had this year, so I feel really good about this game on Thursday, and I got to step it up for me and my brothers because the pain last year of, you know, losing the first round of the playoffs, that really hurt me. Seeing my brothers cross, seeing all them cross, though, so I don't want to go through that pain of, you feel me, losing them this early.
So we
gonna step it up for sure, and we gonna ball, bro.
Hold on.
I got a question. Big Gale, for Mr. Smart. So,
yes, sir.
You guys are going against Foster. They got probably three dominating defensive linemen in the area with Chidozie, Rob Harbor, and I forgot the other big tall defensive end. They got some monsters up front. How are you guys going to contain those? How are you going to contain those guys? And their quarterback on offense ain't no joke. Young Stubblefield, he's really come out of nowhere, and he's surprising a lot of people. So you guys got your hands full going into that game.
Yes, sir. All right, so our offensive linemen, we're big across the board. We average 300-plus pounds, and we're very skilled. So, you know, that's not a problem. I feel like we'll do a very, very good job. So, you know, I feel like our offensive linemen can handle them, but we're going to, of course, have to step our game up and play on another level. Our defensive linemen, we have one of the top defensive linemen in our, you know, district, if you ask me. You know, one of our defense linemen, Juwan Cade, he averages 4 to 5 sacks a game. The game we played last week, he got 5 sacks in one game. So, you know, I'm really confident that he's going to do his thing. And our linebackers are very, very good. So, I feel real confident going into this game, you know.
I got to throw it out there. Every person has come on our show and talk that week always come out with a victory when they talk on Texas Toast. Something about the Texas Toast butter or some toast. But you come out with a victory. So you I got a loaf of bread waiting for you, but y'all got to play because Foster ain't no joke. I had them boys on. You know, Rob Harbor's one of my favorites. Chidozie's one of my guys. Stubblefield, I'm really liking his game and seeing this kid grow up. He's like the Baker Mayfield. You know, he's not getting that respect yet, but it's coming.
Those guys are
going to bring it. They're going to bring it, baby.
Yeah, I'm already knowing. Actually, this game, I'm starting at right guard. my coaches, you know, they said they're going to give me a right guard this week. So, you know, I don't have a problem, you know. I'm just doing it to help my team out. So I know that I could, you know, take Chidozie on. So it's going to be a nice little battle in the trenches for sure. Well, I feel like we're going to be victorious in that battle.
Well, I tell you what, I got Texas Live. I got Texas Live app. I got my subscription. If I can't make it to the game physically, I'm watching it online. I'm going to check you out. And if I see you out there not putting some work in, brother, I'm going to blow you up. I'm going to blow you up on your messenger. I'm going to text you. I'm going to call you like, hey, you was dogging it out there. But if you're out there laying some work, oh, I'm going to blow you up on the other side, too. Like, oh, bro, you brought it. So I hope to see a great game. It's going to be a tough match in the trenches. One I want to see because there's three guys up front to see how you guys communicate on offensive line to either trap them or take them on straight or double team and chip up because I don't feel the linebackers are that good. D front's tough.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
So, Big Al, you got
any more questions for him? Oh, yes, sir. Like, you know, like last year, I went through the same position of helping the team out. I switched from tackle to right guard, too.
And, you know, with right guard, that position, that means you, like, really in the trenches now, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're not on the outside no more with no little pup. You're on the trenches with some big dogs. And I know you pride yourself on being aggressive and being a dog, but, you know, you're switching to, like, a whole different position, like this position where it's a team where they got some linemen, you know what I'm saying? Like some, like Shadozi, Rob, like I've been playing with them for a long time as well as playing with you. And I've seen their game develop to mass, you know, a lot, and I went against both of them. So, so how you think, like, your aggressiveness is going to take, how you think you're going to use your aggressiveness against them, and, you know what I'm saying, and just how you're preparing yourself for this game?
All right, good. So, me preparing myself for the game, you know, mentally, there's always I could do it, you know. Like, I'm going to dog these people. I'm going to do this and that. So, you know, I carry that mentality to the game, and I do it. I know it's the best of my ability. You know, I don't get tired on the field. You know, I go 100% every play. You know, I play dirty. You know, I play dirty. I do everything. From cutting to punching in the ribs to
come on the play. You said you play dirty.
I play dirty, man. I'm all around. I do everything, sir.
Okay, hey, let's just say you play grimy. You don't play dirty. You just play grimy. You play within the bounds of the game.
Yeah.
You play with passion.
Yeah, you just play with passion.
We don't want that out there, that kind of play.
You just play with passion, and you try to get the job done, right? Between the lines.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to have to make a phone call to the ref. The ref in your game, like, go ahead and flag him up because he's gonna play dirty. He's out there gonna cut. So I don't want to set you up like
that.
No, I ain't gonna do that. So you ain't gonna do that. So you gonna go out there and play a good game, move those feet, move those legs, and get your hands in proper position, and take your business, right?
Of course.
All right, then. That's what I want to hear. So, I got another question for you. So, besides Texas A&M, who else had offered you before you committed to Texas A&M?
Before I committed?
Yeah, who else had offered you a scholarship?
I got my first one from Grambling, and then the following day I got Nebraska. And then a couple days later, I got Syracuse. And then after Syracuse, I got A&M.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, what like that?
Yeah.
So, A&M dropped it on. You said, bump it. I'm done.
Yeah. And then, like, a couple days later, I got Georgia. And then everything just started coming. Alabama, everything. TCU.
No, are they still recruiting you? That you, even though you're committed, send you texts and letters and stuff of that nature, or are they just laid back?
Yes, sir. I'm still getting a lot of mail, text messages. Yeah, a lot. So everything is going good still.
Okay. Well, the way Nebraska looks, they can use all y'all. Probably y'all can all go up there and start from day one up in Nebraska.
True. Nebraska did take me a lot.
Say again?
I said Nebraska, they take me a lot.
They need a lot of help up there. They need a lot of help.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they definitely. So what's your GPA like, man? I got to ask that question.
I actually I'm at a good GPA right now. My GPA, because my freshman year I really messed up because you know how people say your freshman year it counts and, you know, it hurts you or it makes you. So I let it hurt me and I finished my freshman year with a 2.2. Going into my sophomore year, by the end of my sophomore year, I had a 2.6. And so right now, you know, my coaches said they're going to check it so it should be higher than that according to them. So I'll check it and find out. But From last year, I was at 2.6.
All right, so have you taken the SAT?
No, sir.
Okay, we got to get a test score, so you plan on taking it in February?
Yes, I plan on taking it next semester.
Okay, you going to do a prep course so you can have some understanding how to take the test?
Yeah, I'm doing all of that.
Okay, just get them grades up, bro. You know, football's fine, but it don't mean nothing. Them grades ain't in order, so let's work on them grades. The girls can wait.
Yeah, I'm all A's and B's right now.
Yeah. Put down the PlayStation or the Nintendo or whatever games you have at home. Put more time in them books because we need you to take that scholarship and going up to College Station and enjoying life up in College Station.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Miguel, you got any more questions for me, man?
No, sir. That's all I had to. I know they game day ready and they focused. And then that they take on this big battle that they got ahead of them. And I would definitely be there because it's at Hall Stadium. And I know it's going to be a great game.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, hey, man, look here. Mr. Smart, I appreciate you coming on Texas Toast. I'm going to watch this game. I'm going to definitely check you out against Foster High School. That's going to be a hell of a game to watch, especially – If anybody likes football and likes trench warfare, this is the game to watch. You got three D1s from Harvard and Chidozi. You got the Citadel commit. You got the Houston commit, UHH commit, going against the Texas A&M commit. Your gang of gangbusters up there on your front line. It should be an interesting game. Plus, all them athletes over there. So I hope to see a great game, man.
Yes, sir, you will.
Yeah, all right, Smart. I love you, boy.
I love you, too, bro. Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, man, no problem, man. And again, we'll do a playoff show and bring you on after the playoffs or before the playoffs starts, and we'll just touch base on who your upcoming opponent is and how you guys hopefully plan to come out victorious on the playoffs. So, hey, this is when Texas Toast or Texas High School Sports becomes the best, is when it's playoff time, and that's when the best of the best get out there and thump it on the ground on the gridiron. So, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on. Hey,
no,
good luck this weekend. Mr. Smart,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. You too.
All right, hey, Big L, get some homework done with Mom Cook, bro.
Yeah. The machine cooked today because practice ran long, and I had a team meeting I had to attend to, so we picked up some food on the way to the house. It was good though.
No.
You already know I made the best of.
I know, bro. Tell your mama say hello. Thank you for letting you come on. Hey, we'll talk again tomorrow. We got a full lineup tomorrow. We got Dexter Ruggie,
yes, the
quarterback of combo. Oh, Dex, we got Derek Harris. The 2021 outside linebacker from New Caney. This kid is dynamic, bro. I like his game. And then I got Anise Smith from Dulles High School 2019.
Yeah,
he has a bunch of. Huh?
I said, yes, my brother, Anise Smith.
Yeah, he comes with a good family background, man. I'm looking forward to talking to him again this year. We did last year, so. Nice to be on the show, and we'll chop it up tomorrow at 8:30 Central Standard Time.
Yes, sir.
9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Hey, man, get some food in you, get you some sleep, ready for school tomorrow, young man. Love you. See you tomorrow, bro.
Yes, sir. Amazing. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to the Coach Hop Show, our NFL pre-draft show.
Oh, that was wrong. And this was the Texas Toast High School Sports Show and your host, Don Spencer. and my co-host, Layden Robinson from Manville High School. I'd like to thank all my guests that came on the show. Cameron Peters of Dulles High School, Mr. Smarts of Hightower High School, Texas A&M Commit 2020, and running back Marquise Hudman of Shallow Creek. Thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate you. And this is the end of the show.